2540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Voters in Ohio reject a Republican-backed measure to make it harder to amend the state's constitution. That, according to the Associated Press, Ohio Republicans placed the question on the summer ballot in hopes of undercutting a citizen initiative that seeks to enshrine abortion rights in the constitution. Deirdre Reese is with the Ohio Unity Coalition and opposed the GOP measure.
Ohioans said that every person in this state is special, and we are going to continue to have the right to determine what we want to have happen here.
Voters will decide on the abortion measure in November. Ohio Right to Life, a key force behind the special election measure, vows to continue fighting into the fall. In California, thousands of Los Angeles city workers, including lifeguards, traffic officers, and sanitation workers, are taking part in a 24-hour strike. CBS's Danya Backus.
LA Mayor Karen Bass says the city is not shutting down. In a statement, she said, city workers deserve fair contracts, and we have been bargaining in good faith since January, adding the city will always be available to make progress.
CBS's Matt Piper says some salads and wraps may have an unwanted ingredient.
Check that wrapper salad. There could be deer poop in it. That's what government officials are warning about the ready-to-eat items found at different stores that have labels from Tahir, Inc. The salads and wraps with meat and poultry may have contaminated lettuce. They were made on August 1st and 2nd and have fresh through dates of this Thursday. The products were shipped to retail locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
A new study shows there's an easy way to reduce depression, but it's a little nuts, according to CBS's Jim Crisula.
Researchers found that eating about 30 grams of nuts every day reduced a person's chance of getting depression by nearly 20%. One serving of 30 grams of nuts is equivalent to 20 almonds.
In Florida's Hillsborough County, English teachers will only be allowed to use excerpts from William Shakespeare's classics in the new school year. CBS's Allison Keyes has a story first reported by the Tampa Bay Times.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo.
But only parts of classics such as Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, and Hamlet will be taught to students rather than the complete text. The school district says instructional guides have been redesigned because of revised teaching standards and also because of the Parental Rights in Education Act, which limits class discussions involving sexuality.
An influx of migrants seeking shelter has prompted Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey to declare a state of emergency. She's asking for federal help to house nearly 5,600 families who are living in state shelters. And Campbell Soup will buy the maker of Rao's sauces for $2.7 billion. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, couldn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by NACDU's Four Sisters Farmers Market, open every Thursday from 11 to 3.
Yes, and it's exciting. It's a great place to be seen and see people and pick up some veggies and some healthy food and see what's going on and get to pick up some swag and things like that. And I know I can't wait until Thursday myself. I love being out there. Hey, we are in that season again, and it's exciting and scary and great time to be alive. And we are here with Derek DeHill, and we are going to be talking about make voting a tradition. And I really am interested in what's happening and how this came about. And first of all, I want to do is welcome you to Native Roots Radio. And you're on mute.
Thank you for having me, Miigwech.
Right on. Hey, let's talk a little bit about first your organization and what it does. I know these cycles are very important to Indian country, and it's very important that we get out the vote because we've seen in the past how elections have been turned all across Turtle Island and here in Minnesota by the Native vote.
Mm-hmm. Our vote is important. Our MVAT program is a program of NACDI, Native American Community Development Institute, located right on Franklin Avenue, South Minneapolis, right in the American Indian Cultural Corridor. We're a multi-generational program. We want to get you out there every time. We want you to grab the kids. We want you to bring aunties and grandma and everybody to go vote and make that a tradition.
Absolutely. When you talk, Derek, about tradition, we know if we can get our young ones to vote right away, they'll be lifetime voters. And statistics have shown that. And getting out the Native vote and telling our young ones how important it is very important.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where we make the real change happen. The very act of sitting in, for instance, ward forums, or to be at any event where our representatives are, at the tables, community meetings, being on the school board, these are all spaces that weren't intended for us. But when we sit down and we have a Native presence in those spaces, all of a sudden the talks change, the ideas change, the feeling of the space changes. And once that space was devoid of our voice, now it's a place where we can be heard. Now it's a place where we can make big changes happen. And if we continue to engage in those spaces, our kids are watching. Our children are watching us do that. And when we enter those spaces, our children can see evidently that change can and will happen if we continue on our mission to make voting a tradition.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek, you know, one of the things also that your organization, and I know other organizations all around Turtle Island, it's really important, too, for our elders to get out and vote, too. And they are not used to it because of what they grew up with and the trauma and the things that might have been promised over the years. And but we're really picking up on that. And I think the elders are leading the way, too.
I believe so. Our elders are super, super valuable and important in this. A lot of them, when you gain an elder to vote, you're not only gaining that one elder. My coworker Jolene would echo this sentiment. Behind that elder is her kids and her grandkids, and all they're all depending on that elder's information. And of course, they're going to trust that elder. So when you gain that one vote, you never know how many votes are behind. That could be 40 votes.
Yeah.
It's pretty important as far as when you talk about pressing issues. This is a tough one because some of our people still don't trust the government. They don't trust the system. And that is the very system and government that makes the most impactful changes to our communities. So MVAT's working hard to build strong relationships across Minnesota so we can be relied upon to bring the correct information to our people in a good way. And when we bring that trusted information to them, we can help to repair that severed bridge between my people and the government.
Right. And if you're not active in the government, the government's going to do whatever they want. And it's a great example. I got to say, Minnesota has been kicking butt because we have a representation. And then you go to our neighbor next door where they don't have any Native candidates. They're so gerrymandered there. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important to be involved, to just be in the space. Like I said, we can change things just being there and saying, "Hi, I'm Derek. I'm Native American," and just sit down and let the change happen. Let the space become what it's going to become, because thoughts all change once a Native American sits down and wants to be involved.
You know, and that's a great point. And talking about that here and talking about when you're tabling making voting a tradition, that these people that are running are human. They do listen to us. They do take phone calls. They do either their aides or somebody does read their emails, and they know what our issues and wants and needs are. But if you're not voting and not into that, they go unheard.
Yeah, and one of the big things about this work is we want to be able to meet our community's needs at the end of the day. What is needed on the streets? What is needed in the hood? What is needed up on this certain reservation or out in a more rural population? Those are the things we want to really get down to and really talk about at our dinner tables. We want our kids to be at those talks. We definitely want our elders there because of their oversight. They can see like much like McGeezy, the eagle. They have that eagle eye view and they see in a more broader sense. So their insights are very valuable for us, and that's definitely part of our mission in making voting a tradition. We want that multi-generational tool to help everyone at the end of the day.
You know, when we're talking about this and with NACD's support and making voting a tradition, it normalizes us. We're brought up. Things in the news aren't all bad. It's about great things like what Red Lake's doing, you know, with the cannabis and for their people and their community, as opposed to, you know, when I was younger, it was like, you know, we had issues of police throwing our brothers and sisters in the back of a police car, you know, or in the trunk and things like that. So it's normalizing us that we're still here and we're part of the system in a good way.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think anytime we can be viewed, I know you mentioned the Four Sisters Farmers Market that's being held each Thursday during the summer. It's a great place to be. We do table there as well and reach out to people. It's very important for us to be seen in spaces doing good things, just to improve our visibility overall. And it gives us it really gives us more of a voice. And when our voices can be heard, that's where we can tend to the needs of the people. And that's where we really want to get to at the end of the day.
Let's take a quick break and then come back and talk about a few more things before we let you go. And Derek from NATCI, we're making voting a tradition. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Sexual abuse has hurt our Native people. It's still hurting them. My cousin was raped when she was 13, and 2 months later she found out she was pregnant. Now she is hurt because her baby has no dad. We have to stop sexual abuse against Native women and girls. We shouldn't have to experience sexual violence. Work with us to stop this abuse. That's not too much to ask for, is it?
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we emerge from the shadows of the pandemic, let us celebrate our resilience and embrace the path to a brighter future. While the COVID-19 emergency declaration may be over, our commitment to safety remains stronger than ever. We invite you to stand tall and protect what matters most, our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. The power to keep our community safe lies within each one of us. It's important to remember the basics when you're with someone who might be at risk of COVID complications. Wear your mask, wash your hands often, and take an at-home COVID test if you have any symptoms. We are a strong and interconnected community, and together we'll emerge from this challenge stronger than ever. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep the spirit of our Native American culture thriving. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, now giving out signing bonuses. Check them out at spps.org.
Yes, check them out. Definitely a good time to work, go back to the schools and work. I'm a former high school teacher of 30 years and worked in St. Paul. It's a great place to work. Check them out at spps.org. Hey, we just got a couple more minutes with Derek, and we really appreciate you stopping by. And we're talking a little bit about making voting a tradition and how important it is. I wanted to give you an opportunity because we were going to quick to a break, Derek, just to speak your piece here in the next few minutes. And what I mean by that is tell us what you're doing and what's coming up next and how we can support your work and how people can get supported by you.
Sure, Miigwech. I think some of the things we do is work with some of our best and most beautiful artists, that helps us to bring forth beautiful art, firstly. But as you can see in the background here, that's one of our pieces, and it helps to tell our story in a way where our children can see ourselves reflected. I think that's huge for us to, as you were stating before, be seen in a good way, be doing those good things. That way, in that way, we can just build tomorrow. And I can't say enough about that work. It's a beautiful work. That's why I'm here. That's why I want to be involved with this. I did hear once recently that our Native American numbers are so low. And another thing we do is take stats and facts, and we convey that information. And when they talked about our Native people, our numbers were so low that, and I quote, they said, it was statistically insignificant to work with the Native community. And I found that appalling. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of this term at all. I know that any stats that we can acquire, and we'll have to do that ourselves, but we will do that. Any stats that we can acquire for my people are very significant to us and very significant to our future generations. So if we can share that information, we'll all be much better when we come from facts, when we can lead with our heart and our core values. NACTI helps to help keep that at the forefront, leading from our core values first, engaging from those core values, people, and finding our reach across the state with each and every tribal nation within Minnesota. We want to build a net and share resources, share information, share our know-how, and just be more together. And I think that's a beautiful way to be.
Absolutely. Thanks, Derek. Hey, Derek, we want to get you on again real soon. We're really revving up this political season, and we need to be at the table. And the old saying is, like, if you're not at the table and there's not a chair for you, bring up a folding chair and join in. And that's what we need to do here as Native Americans across Turtle Island. So thank you so much for being on, and we will be talking to you soon.
Miigwech.
Right on. All right. Hey, we're going to switch gears here, Haley, and we have a couple of some people that I know in the community, and I just want to get them on. I see Renee. Renee, I haven't seen in a long time. Good to see you, Renee. And we have Jill Ferguson, and we're going to be talking Line 5 and what the heck's going on here. Welcome, Jill, to Native Roots Radio.
Good to see you again, Robert and Haley.
Right on. Hey, we got important dates coming up for you. With your supporting of the actions up at Line 3, you have a court date coming up, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that and how we can support you as one of the bad, you know what, grandmas.
Well, thank you for that. And my court date, I have a pretrial on the 21st of August. And the jury trial is a 3-day jury trial, the 28th, 29th, and 30th in Bagley. The 21st will be on Zoom, and I can send in the links for that to you, Haley, and maybe you can post that on the site later. But I also want to bring up all the other water protectors. There are still about 20 outstanding cases that are going to be in the courts across Minnesota coming up. And we just had one of our water protectors a little over a week ago found guilty in court with a sentencing coming up in, I believe it's September 9th. And we've still got a trial coming up with Don Goodwin and Tanya Abed. And actually, I forgot the third one anyway, and Winona. And so, you know, this is so egregious that this is ongoing, Robert. This was my third arrest was 2 years ago on July 29th. And the fact that this is continuing is insanity. They just found a fourth aquifer breach on line three. So everything that the indigenous leaders fought for, what, 5-7 years about this pipeline going through, everything that they said would happen happened and more and continues to happen. And, and it's not Ambridge that reports this. It's a group, Wadukuwad Amakweg, who's doing phenomenal work on the ground in the waters, finding these leaks, these aquifer breaches, you can see I get pretty worked up, but you know, it's funny, I just was at the dentist the other day and she goes, can't you open wider, your mouth is really small, and I laugh my ass off because you don't know me very well inside the dental office. Anyway, it's just infuriating to me that for protecting the water, we are made criminals. That is insanity. We are to the point in this nation where justice is a mere concept. That's all it is a concept. There's no such thing anymore. And when we defend, when our government, and this is to you, Walz and Flanagan and Ellison, where the hell are you? Where are you? Same thing in Wisconsin. Or Governor Evers, where are you with Line 5? I've been in the rotunda at the Capitol with a bullhorn saying, come on down. And Robert and Haley, if you remember, I led the Never Michaels Wisconsin campaign to make sure that Tim Michaels was not our governor. And I have pictures with Governor Evers with that banner, Never Michaels Wisconsin, thanking me upside down, inside out for doing the work on that. But yet he won't come out and talk about Line 5, about Enbridge. And I see Enbridge, frankly, as a cartel. It seems like everybody's afraid of them except us, water protectors who are standing up to them. And now we face punishment for protecting everyone's water. So, you can support by, again, I'm going to send Haley the links to everybody's court cases that are coming up. Some of them are by Zoom, so people can, be in the courtroom via Zoom, and the water protector will know that you're there, and that presence is so important to us, to know that y'all have our back. So,
right on. Jill, thank you so much for opening that up. And I want to get to Renee. Renee is with Native Lives Matter, and I've known Renee all across Turtle Island doing great work. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, Renee.
Yeah, who's you? I'm so glad I'm here. Renee, I'm Goodrich, Jogunash Shimong, Mushkazibing, and then Dun Jabab. I'm from Bad River. I'm Bad River Tribal Elder. My name is pronounced Renan, Barbara, I'm so glad to be here. I think this may be my first time here. I've been so busy.
Yeah.
I've got those good memories of organizing with Robert, walking with Robert down in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
My background's in education. I am retired from the St. Paul School District, and I'm semi-retired. I don't think we ever really fully retire when we have so much work to do. I started organizing down in the cities, St. Paul, love St. Paul, back in 2014, and started with a couple of groups there with Native Lives Matter, and focused on Native Lives Matter Coalition with building the MMIW movement, bringing that visibility and awareness that was needed to this invisible epidemic. And I've recently relocated up to the Twin Ports area. So this is where I'm located. It's in Superior. Superior in Da Umanungum is where I'm working now. And I've had the honor of organizing with Jill. Right now we're on a solidarity campaign with our allies, supporting Bad River's call to demanding the shutdown of of Line 5. It's an urgent solidarity call to our allies across the state of Wisconsin. We've been organizing since the end of May, and we're in our second, third month. And
keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Voters in Ohio, as projected by the Associated Press, have rejected a proposal that would have made it more difficult to amend the state constitution. It comes ahead of a November vote on enshrining abortion rights in the Ohio Constitution. Dennis Willard's group, One Person, One Vote, opposed the GOP measure.
Tonight is a major victory for democracy in Ohio. The majority still rules in Ohio. And the people's power has been preserved.
Los Angeles municipal employees are on a 24-hour strike to protest what their union calls bad faith bargaining by government officials over a new contract. CBS's Mark Strassman.
LA Mayor Karen Bass is in a tough spot. She's pro-union, but very much in the crosshairs of these strikers. She has said they deserve a fair contract. But defining fairness is always the great divide between management and workers.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought, sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain.
High of 86. Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue offers the huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Scott Jamama's is located just a block west of I-35W off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scottjamamas.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, we've been working with them for many, many years, and they do great work all over Turtle Island. Hey, Renan, can we talk a little bit about some call to action here? Because I know from the years of knowing you that you're a doer, and how can our listeners support what's going on there in stopping line 5? We already know line 3 is a big mess up there with the aquifers and all these things happening up there. What can our listeners do all across Turtle Island here?
Okay, we're back. First, I wanted to put a shout out to those line 3 water protectors, those veterans that have put the sacrifice out there, been boots to the ground, frontline, doing the work here for many years, all going back to shutting down some major pipelines. And I wanted to put a shout out to those line 3 water protectors. Part of our work that we're doing here, and the major part of our work that we're doing here in the Twin Ports and across going east on a highway, to the Bad River and the Upper Michigan, is to transitioning over our water protectors, opening those doors, putting those invites out, inviting those line 3 water protectors to please come over and support our efforts that we're doing here in Wisconsin. And so we've hosted multiple events from Superior Ashland over bridge event that we did in Bad River, calling line 3 water protectors to please come over and help support this urgent call of this imminent threat of this catastrophe that is there in Bad River. So number one is please get a little bit more informed about, we have this imminent threat of this oil disaster here on line 5, and it's in Bad River, and it's in the Meander River there. And I shared in the chat here, the Communities United by Water. We're working underneath that, under Communities United by Water, with all of our allies. Go to their webpage, the blog link that I shared will give you some background about this imminent threat that we have happening here in Bad River. With that, we are organizing with Jill across the state, Madison, throughout Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, over Bad River, Michigan, collaborating with our allies over there to building this strong movement to shut down line 5. That's the hashtag that we're using, is shut down line 5. There's no option of reroute because the reroute, you know, would contaminate our water that's underneath the ground, our aquifers. So that's really not an option there. We're demanding that line 5 be shut down here in Bad River. Thank you for sharing that White House call, because that's the number that we're sharing in this urgent call, solidarity with our allies to shut down line 5. And we're also networking and hosting multiple events that have most recently ended here in Superior, our most recent event with our allies, our line 3 allies. So it was pretty powerful. That's one of the pictures that I'm sharing is behind me. It was a Flotina, a sister event in Ashland. And we also had a Flotina on the Nemadji River. We were able to share some of the history about the Nemadji River and how that water was poisoned by oil. While we're building this strong No Line 5 movement with our Line 3 water protectors, our veterans. So again, I wanted to say chimi gwich to all of our water protectors And thank you for all the sacrifices that you're making and the support to our water protectors. We still have a few that are going to court, and it's upcoming and pending. Please stay connected. Check the Communities United by Water. Go to the Facebook page, Native Lives Matter Great Lakes. We're organizing from there. And there's a few more links that I shared with our most recent events leading up to National Day of Awareness that we're building here in Wisconsin. Jimmy, go ahead, Robert.
Right on, right on. Hey, Jill, I want to remind our audience who Enbridge is. It's a foreign country, or it's a company from a foreign country. And they're raising havoc amongst Turtle Island, going through reservations, going through aquifers. Tell our audience a little bit more about Enbridge and what you're dealing with.
People need to know. It's so important for people to be aware of who and what Enbridge is. This is a foreign corporation taking a shortcut from Canada through Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, through the Great Lakes, through hundreds of rivers, for oil that goes back to Canada to be refined and exported. We don't get any of it. So people need to understand, we get all the rest to our land and water with no benefit. If people knew that, I think they'd be more outraged. The other thing I want to say, Robert, is that Enbridge and Canada is holding this document right here over our head. This is the 1977 U.S.-Canada Treaty. People need to look this up. It gives Canada the right to go unobstructed through our land and water, unobstructed. The governor of Michigan has told, Governor Whitmer has told Enbridge, get out, you know, shut this down. You know, this pipeline is 70 years old. It had a 50-year lifespan. It is rotting under the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes is a non-renewable resource. You know, this is positively unsustainable. And if people look this up, you will see that both Canada and Enbridge are waving this in the Governor Whitmer's face. Oh, no, we don't have to get out because we got this little treaty here. Well, you know what, Canada, and you know what, Biden? We've broken every treaty we've made with the Indigenous people. Why are we holding on to this one? Why are we? I want answers. And people need to ask these questions. And not only ask questions, Robert, we need to demand answers. It is obscene that we are taking a Canada first posture. That's outrageous to me, and I'm sure it will be to all your listeners. So it is so important to let Biden know you're aware of this treaty, 1977 Transit Pipeline Treaty. This needs to be revoked.
Jill, absolutely. Jill, one of the things I want you to bring up, too, is, you know, we're here in Minnesota in a drought situation. So these pipelines are being exposed and bending. And talk a little bit about that.
Well, so, you know, as you know, the situation at Bad River, when that pipeline was put there 70 years ago, it was 320 feet from the river. It is now six, maybe at the most 8 feet. Eight more feet fall into the river, that pipeline will be free falling. And right. It will, and millions of gallons of oil will seep. And I sat in court in Madison when the ban took it to the federal court and was asking for an emergency shutdown. And I'm going to tell you what, there were 30 Enbridge executives sitting in that courtroom. You know, they looked like a bunch of clones, you know, like 30 some white guys, about 35, 36, same suit, same haircut, watching over the judge to make sure he ruled for Enbridge. And during that, the judge actually chastised the Bad River ban, or you should have done more. You could have done more to prevent this. I'm like, what? You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It is ludicrous to blame it on the ban. So, again, just another thing to be outraged about. They don't call me badass for nothing. I think I earned that, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think we beeped that ass word out too, so I don't know. Hey, you never know. Hey, we got a crack crew back at the AM 950, so they're on top of it. One of the things, you know, I want to bring Native Lives Matter back into the situation here. This is a thing that we always seem, you know, I would not probably have this radio show if originally Standing Rock put their pipeline right through Bismarck as they said they were going to. Instead, they put it through the Standing Rock Reservation. And here we are, seven years later. Mm-hmm. What's your comment on that? It's just amazing that we're still here all these years later fighting these bad actors from different countries coming in and messing up our soil. And our land, and our air, and our water.
Well, for one, we are targeted.
Yeah.
It's not by mistake. They have the billions of dollars that they do their research, and it is for Native Lives Matter. Native lives are tied to Native lands, and this is historical, ongoing, and. It's classic of this genocidal efforts. It's the target of those populations. It's by design that these pipelines do cross our tribal lands, and it's heavily researched by them. It is a foundational description of environmental injustice. We are the ones that are targeted. It's our water, it's our land, it's our women. With the pipelines and the extraction industry contributing here in tribal lands, you know, it directly correlates to the violence against Indigenous peoples.
Absolutely. Why don't we come back and talk a little bit about that too, and then also talk about more calls to action so our listeners can reach out to whomever and support whomever that you guys see fit. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
For years, my father sexually abused me. For years, I abused alcohol and drugs to stop the hurt and rage. For years, I was afraid I would become a perpetrator just like him. I'm sober now. I've received help to recover from sexual abuse. I rely on our pipe, our ceremonies, and our culture. For the rest of my life, I'll be learning how to live with my past, because overcoming the abuse of my childhood has made me the strong man that I am today. As men in our Indian communities, we must hold each other accountable and overcome our own past of sexual abuse so that we can break this cycle.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Metro Transit is proud to offer the free use of IRA for transit trips, an app that connects blind and low vision customers to a live agent for navigation assistance. IRA can help you determine your location, read schedules, find your next transfer, navigate stations and platforms, and general trip planning, and is now available in Spanish. Learn more and download the app at AIRA.io. That's AIRA.io.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Hey, I want to, Renan, I want you to give us one last call to action here. And we're talking to these two, you know, I want to say BAs because, you know, we're a family show. A call to action. We're talking about Enbridge. We're talking about a lot of things and how not only call to action, but you were ending that last segment, how everything's intertwined with, you know, we got MMIW. I know when they were working on line 3 in Minnesota, we had people disappearing. We had all these people come in from all over the country with no care in the world about who we are and where we are and our women. And a call to action would be great to have here before while we wrap this segment up.
Yes, the violence against the land and violence against the women and the water are directly correlated with these pipelines and the extraction industry. As we see an increase of the workers, the man camps may look a little different, but they still serve the man camps. Sometimes they're in our casinos or in our hotels. We directly correlates with the increase of violence and the uptick of the reports of violence that we're getting with the sexual assault, and those are the trafficking, the increased drug use, directly correlating with the pipeline. Those are the core factors of missing and murdered indigenous epidemic. And this is well documented. Most recently, we've seen the we've seen this locally here with Pipeline 3. So this is well known. So this is what we're here to defend: the sacred, defend the water, protect our sacred water carriers, and the indigenous peoples are our trans two-spirit peoples here. We are targeted as tribal people on tribal lands and also in our tribal communities. We've seen examples of this environmental injustice down in the Twin Cities when they were trying to secure that land base down there for mm-hmm. their community garden. So right. Those are those examples of an environmental injustice. This is historical. This continues. We're targeted by this billions of dollars of transportation and the extraction industry. And it is also well known to them that our lives are tied to these lands, our subsistence, our fisheries, our waters, our cultural ways, our medicines are tied to these lands. It's interesting too that Jill has got a lot of that background about Enbridge, and no one has really actually asked them, why are you down here in the United States? Why didn't you just build your pipeline up in Canada? Mm-hmm. Those are good questions. And one of the answers to that question is that they could not meet the environmental requirements in order to run that pipeline across Canada, because right. you know it. So there they are trespassing, impeding, you know, into our tribal lands and into these communities that are not able to hold them back or resist because of the economic statuses also. And so the battle continues.
Absolutely.
And with line 5. The horrors that we look at here is that it's not just in Bad River. There's a ticking time bomb over here in Michigan. I mean, whoever, what type of insanity would ever, you know, bury pipelines underneath a lake like that, you know, is horrifying. So there's multiple spots that are, the battle continues. There's upcoming events here over Labor Day weekend. There's a large event where those communities in Upper Michigan were walking across the bridge demanding that the Line 5 be shut down. We do have support with the legislation there. Mm-hmm. And so that's a blessing. Another strength that we have here in Wisconsin with Line 5 is we have strong tribal support. We have strong tribal chairmen putting that demands out there. The band is in total opposition to the ongoing trespassing here. That pipeline has been trespassing across Bad River. So we have multiple opportunities. So we feel pretty optimistic that we're able to build that strength that's needed for visibility. And we're so honored that you're able to share these calls.
Yeah.
To help build over here in Line 5 in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need more with the Native vote here in Wisconsin, statewide.
Absolutely. And
Jill's got to call out to our governor. So.
Yeah. Well, I want to get Jill on here for the final minutes here and give a call to action. Talk about your court and the support that we need to give you, too, because this is an amazing thing that you've been doing for quite a few years. And we need to really get out and get the vote out, get out to this action. And the numbers of people and the calls really make a difference. And it looks like, there we go.
I also want to say that in the calls, when you call to shut down, we don't want them to just stop Line 5. We want it shut down. We want it shut down. This is rotting underneath the Great Lakes. This is unsustainable and it's unacceptable. We also need to be demanding that Biden declare a climate emergency instead of continuing to open up more land for pipelines. He needs to declare a climate emergency. That would free up billions of dollars to develop green, you know, green alternatives, you know, sustainable alternatives to our fuel dependence. So, you know, all those things are, we just have to stay on them every day so that they know we know. You know, that's what I said in the video as I was arrested. We know you know. Do something.
Right.
So I appreciate you so much. I appreciate, I want to give a shout out and a thanks to to the attorneys who are defending us. That is hard work. That is hard, gut-wrenching work. And I'm just so appreciative to them and all the water protectors. And I love you all. And the last thing I have to say is you know, together we rise and divided we succumb. And we're not going to succumb. We're going to rise together and we're going to conquer this beast.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And this is the end of our show. And we really appreciate you guys stopping in. We're going to do this again. Maybe we'll get you out here in a week or so really to promote what's going up of Line 5. Really appreciate it. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.